Welcome back, stoners. Welcome to Stoner Talk. I am your host, B.C. All right. And today, stoners, we're going to talk about something that needs to be spoken about, okay? We're going to talk about something that's dividing us as a people, okay? We're going to talk about guns and mass shootings. All right. Now, let me take a sip of my coffee. That was delicious. Let me take a hit of my bone. That was refreshing. Now, what's going on here? There's a lot to talk about. I want to talk about it, stoners. I want to give my opinion on this whole situation. Listen here. First of all, this has to stop, first and foremost. People mad and people hurt over certain things, you know, go up in towers, go up in buildings, or just walk in schools, hop in churches, and just take out people, has to stop. Let's start there. Now let's move forward amicably. Now, my point, I have a lot of points about this mass shooting stuff, stoners. My first thing I want to talk about is, are the government allowing these mass shootings? I know it's a strange concept to wrap around your head, stoners, but I'm just wondering, like, why isn't more being done? Huh? We have a lot of discussions. You know, I have a podcast. They have a podcast. News station, CNN. Everybody has a story with a solution tagged along with it that'll give us some type of solace about being in a country where the laws for the gun supersede the laws for the human being. But why aren't we like Japan? You know, Tokyo, you know, China out there out there in the Far East. Why can't they, if you are not the law or some type of law official, you are not allowed to have a gun. What is wrong with that? Why do you need a gun?
Well, I have to hunt. I'm a hunter. I hunt. You need to hunt.
Okay. Why can't your guns be stationed at the hunting ground? You put the guns up, you're done. Just like bowling. You go bowling, you don't take your shoes with you.
Well, I have to defend my family. What if somebody...
Well, then, you know what? Sacrifices have to be made, man. I'm sorry, stoners. I know that sounds harsh, right? Because I have a family myself, and I would not want my family in the midst of being shot or hurt. But when I say sacrifices need to be made, it's not going to be like, okay, everybody give up your guns and they come get all of the guns and then we're just good. No, it's going to take time. But understand this, if the law says you are not allowed to have a gun, right, and you have a gun, you're breaking the law. Let your law enforcement that you love so much deal with that. And then, see, right now, we're dealing with a small portion of people who don't have guns against a large variety of people who do have guns, right? So, what if that was switched? What if only in one neighborhood, one guy got a gun? He has it illegally. It's just like drugs. You go to a nice neighborhood, you might got one or two houses that actually indulge in hard drugs. They're breaking the law. It's a small population. They can be controlled. Okay, that's what I mean by sacrifices need to be made. Yes, we're going to take all guns. Some people will try to hide their guns. Some people will try to, you know, do something, anything they can to keep their guns. But the law states you are not allowed to have one. I don't see what's wrong with banning guns. I don't want to hear nothing about hunting or defending your family. Learn hand-to-hand combat. But I do say this, stoners. I believe these mass shootings are being put on by the government, paid for by the government, to start the NWO rule. Mm-hmm. It's a fear tactic. Mm-hmm. But here's the here's the kill part about it. I don't think it's the Republican side that's doing it. Ooh. Because there's a pattern going on here. Hold on, stop. Besides the DC sniper, they have not been, in, as far as I've known, a black mass shooter. There have not been a black mass shooter. Because you got to think about it. When a black man does something, oh, he's killed if he even looks like resisting. But the white mass shooters, they are always taken down without harm unless they kill themselves. I'll say that again. They will not be shot. Okay? The mass shooters, the guy who shot up that Charleston church, okay? He shot that church up and he said himself, I was sent here to start a race war. Nobody followed up with that question and asked him, who sent you? That question was never asked. This guy does all of this shooting. I don't care what color you are, what type of cop you are, whatever. You see this guy come in and shoot all these people, right? You're going to stop at what? How does a he stop? OK, listen, he stopped. They stopped for him at Burger King to get something to eat before they took him to jail. That don't seem like some type of privilege. Like, good job. You did what you're supposed to do here. You're hungry. Now, look, we got to go through the process of da 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 da. But don't worry. We'll handle your immediate family. Deals like that get made all the time, stoners, when it comes to the government. Deals like that, where you do something that will either get you in jail for life or get you killed, but your immediate family will be taken care of. Gangsters do that. Gangsters have hitmen that stand next to them. Hey, look, you put your life on the line for me. If you ever go to jail or get killed, I got your family, man. You know? And here's another thing. You know, where is the NRA in all of this? Where are they? You would think they would have a lot more to say with at least defending their guns. They're not even defending their guns. They're not even out here saying that, you know, it's not the guns, it's the people and da-da-da. The NRA is silent and have been silent since the Castellino guy got killed in front of his daughter. They have been silent. But me personally, I think the NRA is in the politician pockets. They have them. The politicians have the NRA at bay. At bay. But let me explain why I said I don't think it's the Republicans that are doing these mass shootings. I believe that it's the Democrats. I believe that the Democrats. See, I'm non-political. I'm not a Republican or a Democrat. I'm for what's right, not for what's wrong. Who's ever right, I'm with you. If you're wrong, fuck out of here. But the Democrats, right? Look at how this look. I believe they put all of this together because the pattern is just too much. The pattern is just too much. It's too frequent. It happens too often. And when it happens, it's never anybody who's liberal. It's never anybody who's like just not on the left side. It's always a white shooter who's a Trump supporter. Who's trying to drive that fear into our heads that, you know, Trump is not good for us? Like I said, these type of crisis actors and all this stuff has always been out there. You know, and I'm not here to say that, you know, white people are the only people that do mass shootings, but you are a heavy majority. And none of you have been caught and killed or even shot unless you do it to yourself. But a black man get pulled over, a black woman get pulled over for illegally lane switching. She get dragged out of her car and killed the next day. Gonna read off a couple of shootings. None of these killers were apprehended with violence, and none of these killers, well, they're all white shooters. Jacksonville gamer shooter, the one with Madden, the guy got mad, I guess, and shot up the place. The Mega Mill bomber, Oklahoma bomber, the Columbine shooting, Charlton School Massacre, Elsa Vista Massacre, Charleston Church Massacre, Las Vegas Massacre, Casa Adobe Arizona shooter, the Austin bomber, the Charlottesville Nazi shooter, the Tallahassee Massacre, Sandy Hook, the Aaron Theater shooting, Virginia Tech shooting, Parkland shooting, Santa Fe shooting, the Thousand Oaks shooting, STEM school shooting, the Texas Church Massacre, and last but not least, El Paso Massacre and the Gilroy Garlic Festival shooter. Stoners, these were all white shooters, and every single one of these people were apprehended without violence, without charge. Well, not without charge, I apologize, but without violence, nobody was hurt. See, stoners, what you don't understand is what's happening is the beginning of the NWO takeover. Somebody in power is making this. This is not just, okay, do you really think just because of social media, people like to say, oh, well, it's been happening because if you look, you know what I'm saying, we only see it more because of social media. Wrong. That is wrong. That is an excuse that has been used too much, and it's wrong. It's being shown there's so much that goes on in the world, but for some reason we cannot control this small thing. And I'm not saying small as in its severity. I'm saying small where it's easy to do. Ban all guns. We go into every house and we taking out all guns. You don't even need to let the American public know about that. Pass the law. Show up. Ma'am, this is what we're doing. You can escort us in your house, but we're going to run through your house. We find any guns, they will be confiscated. You know, I'm not worried about criminals who's doing this and doing that. And if they tell me anything about my weed, then you can kiss my ass. That's good coffee. But let's look at the NWO, the New World Order. Let's look at how it's supposed to be done. First, install fear, where you see what can happen to you. That's what mass incarceration was. Now, this is what you're seeing with all the cop shootings. When a cop could shoot you, you die and nothing happens to him. So let's first install the fear in them. Now you control the population. Right? By controlling the population, let's censor everything they can and can't say. Let's restrict everything they can and can't do. Okay, stoners? Let's put a lot more, all of them freedoms that they took for granted, let's start stripping them away one by one and see which ones they miss the most. Because that's what's happening. You're not free to speak how you want to speak, because then Donald Trump and their goons will come get you. You're not free to do what you want to do, because nowadays you're liable to go to jail. You know what I'm saying? I know when I was younger, I used to get whippings inside or outside the house. If you discipline your child in any type of way nowadays, guess what happened? You can go to jail. So they're giving the children more power in that sense. After you control the population, you install mental slavery. Now what I mean by that, stoners, is exactly what they did in the regular slavery days. But in this day, see, nowadays you can't even say the word nigger. You know, if you're a white man, you can't say nigger or anything racist at all without coming out with a lengthy apology on Instagram, IG, whatever you want to call it. You know what I'm saying? Without coming up with an apology or losing everything that you have. So you have to do it undercover. Use certain words that we will understand, that most people won't. Huh? Make us need things we should only want. In other words, saying, I put it like this. Gucci comes out with the most racist line of clothing with the whole black lips, black face thing, right? Instead of every black person standing behind that, just standing behind that, what did we do? We had some over here saying, yeah, you're right. Then you literally had some over here say, well, I bought it. It's in my closet, so I can't wear my Gucci. And I'm like, that should have been the easiest thing 100% of black people should stand behind. But you got some black people that will not do that. You mean it to me? You ain't got nothing else in your closet that'll match with what you want to wear? You only shopped at the Gucci store? You have nothing else in your closet? Like, when I heard the excuses of, man, I bought my stuff, I'm going to wear my stuff, you wasn't even wearing Gucci when you said that. So why do you have to wear it now? The brother T.I. asked for a boycott of 3 months. The most richest and famous people in the world was talking about, I ain't going to follow that. I'm going to wear my stuff. I'm going to do what I want to do. They have installed mental slavery. You had some black people standing behind Colin Kaepernick, and you had some black people not. And it was like, why wouldn't you want this dude to stand up for black people that are being oppressed by cops?
Well, he's doing it because on our flag. Don't do it on the flag.
Your ancestors' blood is drenched in that flag. The Star-Spangled Banner is a four verse. You only sing the first. Those last three is about how the niggers of this country will never be saved by the British. That's what the whole three verses of it all. And you want me to enjoy that? But you have some black people saying he should have stood, and some black people saying he had all the right to kneel. Even though kneeling is the greatest sign of respect. You kneel to propose. You kneel to pray. But, you know, that was disrespectful. Whatever. We can never be 100% solidarity behind each other because we are under mental slavery. Back in the 50s and 60s and 70s, remember that bus boycott? Everybody who caught the bus that was black did not catch it because of the boycott. They don't give a fuck if they had a job. They don't give a fuck if it took them hours on hand to get to work. It was because of the people. But we don't have that no more. Now, with installing mental slavery, you have a little white devil. I like to call him named Elon Musk. Now, Elon Musk, guess what he's creating? He's creating a chip that can be installed into your brain and run by an app that allows you to upload thoughts right to your computer. So instead of taking a picture, you could just look at a picture, think about it, and it'll be uploaded to your computer if you wanted to do that. He is literally in the midst of creating that right now. He is creating a way for somebody to hack your brain, because if there's a chip in your brain ran by an app and the app is ran by him, then who's running who? Whose ideas is who? You know who else can use that? Cops, the government. As soon as you think about doing something, they already know what you're doing because it's in their database. You think about cheating on your wife, they know it. You think about smoking this blunt I'm about to pass you, they know it. You think about robbing a bank, they know it. That is the beginning of the NWO takeover, and this is how they're doing it. But then I offer you something else. Now, I heard about this Elon Musk thing like maybe a week ago, right? But I'm always late on everything because I stay out of news and all that stuff because I don't like that to sizzle in my spirit like that, Stoner. But I want to offer an idea, okay? And this is just an opinion. I don't know. Most of this is an opinion. 99.9% of my stuff I spew on here is opinion, whether it be right or wrong. But what if they already have been started and tried it out already? And they did it on these shooters. Wouldn't that be funny? Because a lot of them, not all of them, but a lot of them, after they do it, it's like they're trying to explain what happened, but they can't because all they say is the same rhetoric. And they all, except for Dylan Roof, they all have this sad look on their face like they can't believe what they did. But in their mind, they had to do it. Now, these are kids who have never given off any, you know, I hate you vibe. Yeah, their Twitters be full of this, that, and the third. But if you look at a lot of people's Twitters, they'd be full of this, that, and the third. Okay? But to jump from tweeting about it to the action of actually doing it, that's crazy. That's a lot. But my point is, what if they already did it? What if they installed these chips in these kids and then sent them off to do some things? Hey, it may sound like sci-fi to you, right? It may sound like sci-fi to you, but it don't sound like sci-fi to me, because at once upon a time, putting a little machine inside your ear and talking to somebody on the other side of it without having a device in your hand, at one point in time, that was crazy talk, and they would put you in a rubber room for even talking about that. But right now, they'll be like, well, what you talking about, a Bluetooth? Yeah, that's all. Just because you don't know doesn't mean it doesn't exist. Okay? The absence of knowledge does not mean knowledge is not there. In other words, saying just because you don't know something doesn't mean it doesn't exist. That's all I'm saying. So don't just toss away everything like, oh, that sounds phony. That can never happen. I know. And when it was just horses on the road, nobody never thought of a car until somebody actually thought of it. When it was just fire and flames lighting your room, nobody in the world thought that they could just flip a switch and the whole house would be lit. Huh? I heard a quote. I forget who said it, but the quote was, it's only crazy until it works. Remember that. You know, and they started with the banned abortions. I explained that to y'all in an earlier podcast called Banned Abortions. White females made up 37% of all abortions. That's a lot. I mean, that was a lot of white women and white men not being born. And by the year 2045, the white man will be the minority if things keep going the way that they're going. Mixed relations, more black people having more kids. And yeah, white girls are having kids for black guys. So the white, the purity of the white male is dwindling. Not slowly, but quick, because 2045 may seem like a far long way from 2019, but believe me, it's not that far away, because 2019 was a far away from 1990. You know, see, here's the thing. America has the most guns on the street than any country. I mean, Japan's, like I told you earlier, Japan's is illegal to even have a gun unless you're an officer. And we have the most on the street. For every person in America, there is 3 guns. That means there are more guns than there are people. That's the ratio. That's the scenario. Okay? So every time you come to America, they give you 3 guns. Go be American. Bang, bang, bang. That's what they do, stoners. And then the laws. Protect the guns way more than they protect the actual people. Right? Makes me sick. You know, I got some conspiracy theories for y'all stoners. Just indulge me a little bit, please. Jesus Christ. Let me go to my notes here. Listen. Now, the El Paso shooter that just passed, okay? Here's what I would like to know. Why did he drive 10 hours to get to his target? I want that to sink into your heads. It's not like he woke up, thought about everybody at his school, went to his school, which was like up the block or around the corner or the next town over. He drove 10 hours. Huh? To get to El Paso, to whatever. So he was sent there. How many Walmarts he passed up? How many places he passed up? How many people he passed up getting to that spot for 10 hours? And he had no time to think, right? He had no time to think about it. He had time to think. He was on a mission. Guns have to go. That's my whole spiel on this whole thing. At the end of the day, I believe guns need to get the fuck out of here. Fuckers gotta go. Fuckers got to go. Okay, stoners? Guns, we don't need... Are you scared to fight? Hey, you really want them dead? You can kill somebody with your bare hands. It just takes a little bit more effort. It just takes a little bit more effort. Are you scared of that hand-to-hand combat? Or is that what it is? Let's be honest with ourselves, stoners. Because, okay, I'm going to share a story with you I heard not too far back. And this should give you a lot of pause, right? Okay, so you got two sisters, you know, and they're at this beauty store, excuse me, and they're trying to buy some bundles, right? Well, they see the last few bundles and they go for it, and this other girl goes for it. So they start to argue about it. And after they argue about it, the girl, who was by herself, literally just started whipping on the sisters. She pulled some Debo big dog type stuff, beating on them, bow, 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 right? So the sisters take their L and walk home. Sucks to be them. You live to fight another day. But they get home, and the mother was like, oh, hell nah. You ain't gonna just let no bitch beat the fuck up out of y'all. Y'all come running back to me. Let's go. So the mother walks the girls back up to the store. Not to the store, but to where the girl that was fighting them lived, because they actually knew the girl, right? They've been had problems with this girl. So they get up there, right? And they walk on the lawn. Before they can even reach the porch, the little girl comes outside with a gun, shoots both the sisters dead. Bang, bang. Their mother basically, essentially, walked their daughter to their death. To their death, stoners. All over what? If that little girl didn't have a gun, you just probably would have got them beat up even more. Tragedy in America is becoming so normalized. It's not even like you will literally see a pregnant woman getting stomped out by a traffic cop. Give it a like. Be like, damn, that's fucked up. Prayer hands in the comments. And then you go on with your day. You may mention it once or twice to a colleague or a friend, but that's about it. When back in the day, if that was seen by anybody, it would be a protest for that person's job for the next few years. But it's not like that with us stoners. You know, and earlier people may, you know, I know a lot of people are going to be like, you know, we're talking about the government's doing the mass shootings, and they're the ones that's putting it on, and they wouldn't do this. Why would the Democrats install fear? And listen, you install fear into people to make them do what you want. Now, if all you see is white Trump supporters shooting up people, who you not going to want in office? Yeah, big Trump. And I'm neither a Trump supporter or a Hillary supporter or anything. I don't believe in government. I believe in chaos, but that's me. I'll give you an example of a political writer. Has anybody heard of Emma Goldman? Ironically, she was a Russian, an anarchist, political, and activist writer of a paper. Her main job was to write smut about the opposing political party she did not want to be with. Yeah. It makes you think, who else is involved? Is any of these elite families who are out there, the Rockefellers and all this, is anybody funding this? You know, are there people behind this? You know, what's funny is I'm just so sick of every time a mass shooting happens, those are the people you can kill and get your rocks off, officers. The man that just, you know, in his car with his family and happens to have a gun, he don't deserve to die. The woman that just makes a illegal lane switch, he don't deserve to die. I'm just saying, stoners. It's a very sad day. And then you have people like Fox News, you know, who blames the guns, not the guns. They blame everyone else instead of the guns. That's their whole moniker, you know. And now you're hearing they want to militarize the schools and, you know, just put fences up around the schools and everything. They want to put an armed military guard or an armed off-duty police officer at every floor and at every entrance. That reminds me of prison. I'm sorry, that reminds me of who's going to want to go to a school like that? I'm sorry, stoners. This world, the world we live in, America, is getting to be no better than a Russia, or, you know, one of them cold countries. It's becoming more of a dictatorship. Our freedoms that we enjoy so much are being stripped away. And I don't mean the freedom of having a gun. I'm talking about just the freedom of living, the freedom of speech. A lot of comics can't even say what they want to say because of the gun laws, but because of censorship. Because of people being so sensitive, you can't even say certain things to them. The world do not need more firearms. You cannot name me one dynasty, one empire that improved themselves and sustained their wealth and power when introduced by guns or better military. I mean, you hear songs like war, good God, what is it good for? Absolutely nothing. Listen to me. You hear songs like that and you don't understand. You hear things like people go off to fight for this country and come back with heroin addictions. Well, because when they got shot and hurt, how they numbed the pain while they fixed them was they give them shots of heroin. That was their sedatives. So when you come home, now you're addicted to the stuff. I don't want to turn this into an American bashing podcast. This is the Gun Laws Podcast, and I just want to let it be known from the bottom of my heart, I don't think we need guns, except for our military and our law enforcement. Everybody else, I think we just need to give them up. Stop with all these excuses that I'm a hunter. Well, if you're a hunter, we'll build a facility where you can come, you pick out whatever gun you want to kill them animals with, and send you out there. When you come back, put the gun back. We have to set a precedent, because nowadays, every other month, there has been a shooting in America. Mass shootings. The guns have to go, and we have to change our way of thinking, or we will not survive. I guarantee you, we will not survive. Please follow me on all my social medias, Mr. Super Duper BC. That's MrSupaDupaBC. Also follow me on YouTube. It's Stoner Talk, spelled exactly how it sounds. And I appreciate you for listening. And before I let you go, if you have a gun for protection, right? And if you have a gun at all, really step back and think. Why do I need it? If you're really in danger, if people really looking for you and you really out there in them streets, I understand. But if you're the type of person who has like two or three guns, a Glock, a special night, a Saturday night bulldog, all this other good stuff, and you've literally never shot anybody, nobody's really beefing with you, or at the very least, nobody's at the situation where it's like, we gotta kill each other when we see each other. If you're not in the streets, or if you're not having beef like that, just ask yourself one question. Why do I need these guns? And be honest with yourself. Love life and let love love. You can't do that if you're killing everyone. Love life and let love love. And remember, Stoners Unite!